Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa Murise. My name is MJ Wemoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me back on the show today. How you doing? I can't complain. I enjoy Fridays. You know the deal. So, where are we taking it to this week? Looks like it's going to be Namibia via Cape Town, South Africa.
The latest African album review is... Album review.
First thoughts.
Gina Mwombola, otherwise known as Gina Jeans, is a producer, DJ, graphic designer, and model born in Namibia and based in Cape Town. She has performed at the Red Bull Music Festival and has a number of production credits for some of the best and most popular African artists, including Angolan singer Yola Semedu and Sally Boss Madame on her My Black album. And that song won an award for Best R&B in 2018. And today I'll be reviewing Gina Jean's latest EP titled Bloom. The project was self-released under Gina Jeans herself. Three tracks, total runtime of 9 minutes and 6 seconds, and there are two collaborations.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Phoenix is a smooth and somewhat soulful number, where Gina Jeans and Dylan Fine collaborate to just give us something special. It comes through with a sonically stunning guitar riff that evokes deep feelings of nostalgia. It gets you thinking about what exactly would be, but it does occupy a space of emotion, love, which is either lost or elusive, and yeah, somewhere there. What I would say is it makes the music quite enigmatic in its own way and hard to really put in words, but ultimately beautiful.
More episodes of this podcast are available on various podcast platforms and on africanmusicindustry.com.
Visit redsau.com to buy gorgeous African and para and kente accessories. redsau.com.
Imagine ocean waves crashing against sandy white beaches and broken down rock cliffs peeled away by time. There's this cool evening breeze pushing the sun further and further down into the horizon. You get tribal African drums that are lightly kissed by the hand to warm you into a place of comfort. Then the keys just come through, reverberating into the ear with an R&B framework. Mumbi Kasumba calmly serenades you into a place of solitude and possibly love. And she reminds you of how you long to get back to that very place, a faraway land where you and the love of your life know to be you. You know that feeling when it feels right? Yeah, I know. Tropic City is the name of that song, and I'm tempted to say that it is the song of the album by far. There is every chance to make this song a cult favorite, especially if a video can be made that can connect with that raw emotion to the visuals. I believe Gina Jeans reamped this track from a previous production from about a year or two back, and it still sounds amazing. She has been working on this EP after all for a little while, so yeah. On Honey, you get a head-bopping number with one of the cleanest, absolute cleanest snares I have ever come across. It was... That was quite something. Interestingly, it's a sound you've heard before. Reminiscent of an R&B era. Hard to place. Hard to place which one. But there are undertones of this psychedelic experience or psychedelic experiences while you drift away with your eyes just closed and you're losing yourself to the music. The kick and the snare drop back in, and then they just reel you back to reality. But your thoughts fight to take you deeper, so the song has sort of an oscillating mood about it. I'd say it has so much reflection in it from a technical standpoint, but also just mentally. And it ends with what sounds like burning fire, I think, to signify the end of the song and the end of the EP, I'd say. I found that quite interesting and symbolic.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
You know what? I felt Bloom. I really felt it. What is interesting to me is that Bloom is not music I'd naturally gravitate to. But once I started listening to it, I felt the music speak to me and that I understood it. For me, that is a key signifier of the effect of the production by Gina Jeans here. She doesn't try to sound like anyone. She doesn't try to be current. She just expresses herself musically. In that, her sound is quite futuristic, like I said before, and uniquely hers. Now, couple that with the extremely polished production quality, which clearly puts the mixing and the mastering in a world-class standard. The instrumentation was sharply clear, and everything had a place, a purpose, and a time. An absolute masterclass. What this ultimately means is you have an EP that is supremely ahead of its time, but largely understated because of a lack of commercial appeal. It's hard to see how it would fit in the popular African music context, but it's so easy to see how it is uniquely niched and would appeal to world markets at ease. You know when music taps into your emotions and just speaks to you? That is exactly what Bloom by Gina Jeans is. What makes it even more interesting is that Bloom is predominantly an instrumental project, which has only about a minute and 40 seconds of singing in total. That's when you know you got something special, when you can connect to it like that. It's not about the words, it's about the feelings.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Like I mentioned earlier, my pick of this EP is definitely Tropic City. It's just brilliant, absolutely brilliant. For a short, under 10-minute EP, I found so many points to pick out because of how good it is. But ultimately, Gina Jeans, you are a special talent. From a production standpoint, just being able to express yourself and your music in such a way without necessarily relying on words is pretty impressive. And definitely, I really want to hear more production work from Gina Jeans as time goes, because I feel like she's got a lot of projects that she can give us besides, you know, this EP so far. So come through, Gina Jeans, come through. Otherwise, this EP is definitely worth it, and all you need to is give up less than 10 minutes to hear an absolute beauty. I'm glad I picked this one for a review because I found a project with music I love and didn't know I would love, but I loved. Get it online. It's available on most streaming platforms, and that's where I listened to Bloom by Gina Jeans. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Find us on africanpodcasts.com.